I'm Afshin Ratansi. We're going underground as the World Trade Organization General Council meets for a two-day summit in Switzerland as the West stands accused of buying up COVID-19 vaccinations and imposing arguably illegal sanctions that harm the COVID response of poorer countries, potentially risking the lives of billions. Coming up on the show. Almost 1 year ago, global strategist against ISIS and Al-Qaeda, the Iranian general Qasem Soleimani, was murdered on the orders of US President Donald Trump, with no condemnation from NATO nations. We speak to the daughter of the general credited with arguably saving countless lives from Washington to London in a Going Underground world-exclusive first interview, as Joe Biden's national security advisor designate threatens a coalition against Iran from January. All this and more coming up in the penultimate show of this season, but first, the UN Special Rapporteur Agnes Callamard has concluded that the USA unlawfully assassinated Iranian General Qasem Soleimani using an Obama-era-style drone strike on Baghdad airport. The assassination was condemned by UN Security Council members Russia and China, but not France and Britain. Here is Soleimani's daughter Zainab speaking at her father's funeral in Tehran, the largest since revolutionary leader Grand Ayatollah Khomeini.
خانواده‌های سربازان آمریکایی در غرب آسیا که شاهد ذلت آمریکا در نبردهای سوریه، عراق و لبنان و افغانستان و یمن و فلسطین بودند در انتظار مرگ فرزندانشان روزهایشان را سپری خواهند کرد. آقای ترامپ قمارباز، ترامپ، تدبیر شیطانی تو در جدایی و تفرقه میان دو ملت ایران و عراق با خطای استراتژیک تو خاک به خون خون کشیدن دو مجاهد بزرگ موجب اختلاط خون مجاهدان بزرگ ابو مهدی و حاج قاسم که موجب پیوند تاریخی بین دو ملت ایران و عراق شد و تنفر جاودانه آنها را علیه آمریکا برانگیخت. دیروز پارلمان عراق خروج آمریکا را از عراق کلید زد. ترامپ دیوانه که خود نماد جهل و بازیچه دست صهیونیسمی، خیال نکن با شهادت پدرم همه چیز تمام شد. رهبرم، پدرم دو پدری داشت که در کنارش بود، در کنارش ایستاد و ما هم
And Zainab Soleimani, the daughter of assassinated General Qasem Soleimani, now joins me from Tehran in a world-exclusive interview, her first since her father was killed on the orders of Donald Trump. Thank you so much, Zainab, for coming on. Can I just start by asking you, January the 3rd was the day of the assassination. How did you first hear of the killing of your father?
Hello there, and thank you for having me. If I want to start by answering this question, I have to say that that terrible night, before a few hours that this happened for my father, I hear and I spoke with him on the phone, and then I left to visit my family. I was alone, and I go to my sister's house. And I knew that the situation in Iraq was so dangerous, and the situation was different, and it wasn't like before. So I add a channel for the news in Iraq in my Telegram, and I watched the news in Iraq. Exactly about 1 a.m., I see a video is sharing on that channel Telegram about explosion in airport Baghdad. And I opened, but I didn't know who was that and what happened. So I had a phone call after that. I hear from one of our friends. He was asking for my father, that where is he? Is he okay or no? And as usual, that I answered like this on the phone. I said for him, he's sleeping in the house, because I didn't trust the phone. So I said he is sleeping in the house. And he feel relieved, and he told me, okay, thanks God. It's because I hear a news that there is an explosion in airport Baghdad, and your father was in the car and they hit it. So I got so shocked and full of stress, like my heart was going out from my chest. And I didn't know what to say. I just told him, can you check please for me? He said, why? You told me that your father is sleeping in the house. I told him, I was wrong, and I need you to check for me to see where is he, if you can find him. And I couldn't believe till about 5 a.m. I couldn't believe that this happened. So about 5 or 6 a.m. when I turned on the TV and I saw his picture, I understand what happened. And from that day till now, I'm still shocked about what happened. It's so hard to believe.
Here in Britain and across NATO countries, we saw the news reported as a victory, the news of your father's death. I know that months before, he was considered a hero in the fight against Al-Qaeda and ISIS-Daesh, even in NATO nation media. How did he go from being this hero to suddenly being a terrorist? Even Lloyd Austin, the new Joe Biden Pentagon pick, said he was great in combating ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Suddenly he went from hero to terrorist. Why?
Well, all of us know this, that Al-Qaeda, ISIS, they are a group of terrorists that America made them. And we have many proofs for that. And my father was the only person who was standing in front of such a terrorist groups. Of course, they are not happy for that my father is standing in front of such a groups, because they made it. They made it to start a war in the Middle East. And they use it to start hurting people and taking their houses, their jobs, their money, their countries. Of course, they are not happy, for my father is standing in front of them and destroying them everywhere. And you know this, that, and I know also, recording that Julian Assange, the founder of WikiLeaks, he exposed the email. That Jack Sullivan was telling Hillary Clinton that Al-Qaeda is on our side in Syria. Okay, that shows, and this man is still in the prison. Why? Because he exposed them. And he said for everyone that such a group terrorists that are killing people, innocent people in the Middle East, America made them, and they are like toys for them. The life of people, innocent people, are like toys for them. They attacked everyone, everywhere. And of course, they are not happy that my father is standing in front of them, and every plan they are making in Middle East, my father destroy it. And he changed this game. He was the winner of this game, and he destroyed them. Of course, they are not happy, and they kill him so easy in another place. In an international airport, he was the guest of Iraqi people. They invite him to help them. How they dare to kill an official general of a country? They kill it easy, and they said, we kill it and we proud. Why they are proud? Because they kill someone like General Soleimani's, that he was destroying all their plans, all the money they were putting on the Middle East. My father destroyed their plans. Of course, they will be happy if they kill him, and they will be proud. And, you know, of course, they will say he was a terrorist, because in their mind, my father, because he was destroying the people they created, he's a terrorist. Because he was saving innocent people's lives, he is a terrorist. Who is a terrorist here? They made these groups. They attacked people. They kill people easily, everywhere. They are the terrorists.
Jake Sullivan, the former Clinton official, now picked to be Joe Biden's next national security advisor, of course, Julian Assange, alleged by the UN to be being tortured near this studio. But you know that our viewers will be thinking, why would the United States, which suffered during 9/11, support Al-Qaeda and ISIS, Daesh? What did your father tell you about why he thought the United States would support those who had destroyed the World Trade Center in 2001 and attacked the Pentagon?
Well, I have to say that My father believed he must stand in front of those power that they are trying to take the people's power, to free their freedom, their grants. And he always spoke with us about that he must stand in front of United States because he is creating something like a virus everywhere, like this sickness is getting everywhere. He is coming to every country and taking their power, stealing their anything they have, they are taking from them. And they are saying, we didn't know about them and we don't know them and we will destroy them. They are liars. I will say they are liars, big liars. They pay for them. They give them army. And they give them any stuff they need to stand in front of people in Yemen by support of Saudi. They let Saudi pay for them. And they are making a group terrorist to stand in front of Yemen people to take their freedom, to take their grand, to steal anything they have. Everywhere, when we open our eyes, we see that they are, this virus, this sickness is everywhere. In Syria, in Lebanon, they support Israel to hit Lebanese people. Why? Why they are looking to steal people's countries? Just because the money? What they are looking for? And my father believed he must stop them. And he did so well. That's why they killed him. That's why they took my father out from their way, because they know they can't stop him anymore.
The United States denies that it supports Al-Qaeda or ISIS. Britain says it is giving aid to the people of Yemen, even while it sends weapons to bomb Yemen. Why would Donald Trump say that your father was a monster?
Well, of course, first, he is the monster, not my father. And second, I will say my father did his job so well and make them so angry. You are seeing every plan they are making in the Middle East is destroyed. Everywhere they are trying to enter and hurt Iran, they are failed. Why? Of course, for them, my father is a big monster. But my father is a savior. He saved people, not just his own country. He did this for all countries. He did this for people, not just Middle East. He destroyed ISIS because he don't want people innocent in Europe got killed by such a dangerous virus. He did this. He fight for everyone, not just Syria, Yemen, Lebanon, Iran, Iraq. No, he did this for all. He fight for all till his last breath. He didn't stop. He know this way he is going. It's so dangerous, and he might get killed. He know this way, this thing so well. But he didn't stop because he wasn't afraid from them. They were afraid from him. They were so afraid from my father. They know how he will act, how he respond. And they know so well he will beat them. For Trump, my father is a monster.
Zainab, I'll stop you there. More from the daughter of the late Iranian military commander, General Qasem Soleimani, after this break. Welcome back. I'm still here with Zainab Soleimani, the daughter of the late Iranian military commander, General Qasem Soleimani. We interviewed a daughter of someone killed by Washington, effectively, the daughter of Che Guevara, and she said that her father's death brought Cuba together. How has the death of your father brought Iran together?
Well, I don't know if you see the funeral. What happened in Iran and in Iraq was something, it's something so special in the history. You see how people come to the street and they are crying and they are sad and they are angry and they want revenge and they are waiting for an answer. Because they know what General Soleimani did for them. And they know so well why Trump ordered to kill my father. So after killing my father, America thought that everything will be stopped because they killed General Soleimani, the power of the Middle East. But they are so wrong. They didn't see the anger of the in the eyes of Iranian people. They didn't see their tears. They didn't see their sadness. And I have to say that General Soleimani has a military from people that they will take revenge from Trump. And they are so wrong. They are thinking this will be the end of General Soleimani. This is the beginning. And there is 1,000 people like General Soleimani are ready to fight like him, stronger, more powerful. And this is our power. And if they are thinking for that, they must know our people are united. And they will stand in front of such a dangerous powers.
But of course, Trump is gone in January. And it'll be Joe Biden who says he wants new relations with Iran, although his advisor said in the past 24 hours or so that he wanted a coalition to oppose Iran. Do you think it means anything that Joe Biden will be in the White House?
I have to say that there is no difference between Biden and Trump. They are the same guy. And they are following the same policy. There is no difference between them. Trump ordered killing my father. But Biden support that. So there is no difference. They have the same thought. And they are following the same way. And they are the same person. I mean, yeah, Biden was agree with Obama when they made ISIS. What's the difference between Trump and Biden? What will change? They are the same people with the same mind. There is no difference for us. I mean, they can. Joe Biden cannot return my father. He can. He can't return it. So there is the problem we have with America is with their policy. This will not change. They are the same people, the same mind, the same way. And each one of them is worse than the other one.
There were commemorations across the world after your father was assassinated by Donald Trump. A lot of talk of revenge. But then only the other day, there was an assassination of a scientist in Tehran, just east of Tehran. Is it more talk, this, rather than actual action to avenge the death of your father?
You see, this subject is for me is so tragedy. And it made me so sad to think about it, how they kill an innocent person in his own country. I mean, they attacked Professor Fakhrizadeh in our country. And they kill him in front of his wife's eyes. How they can do this? How they are not human? How they can kill a person who didn't do anything wrong and he was trying for his country? And they kill him so easily in his own country in front of the eyes of his wife. She was sitting next to him. What she did, she didn't do anything wrong. How they dare to come to our country and kill people so easily in the street? For which reason? And all country are supporting them because they have the same mind. all Western countries, they are helping them. They are with them, and they are letting they cross all the lines and come to another country. The same they come and kill my father in Iraq, they came to Tehran and kill a professor.
But there was no news here about Professor Fakhrizadeh working on coronavirus vaccines. We heard he was a nuclear weapons scientist. We didn't hear about your father fighting Al-Qaeda and ISIS. We heard about your father being a terrorist who kills Americans. What do you want the world to know about your father?
I mean, the picture they are showing from my father isn't absolutely my father. I mean, my father in the house was a father for us. He read many books. He studied in university and he was a professor in university. And the only goal in his mind was keeping the world a place safer for the children. He go and fight in Syria to help children in Syria. He go for them to save them. And you know what's happening, what happened in Syria. I can't talk about it right now because the things happened in Syria make me sad to think about it. And how my father can be a person who wants to kill American people and people in Europe? How? He was saving them from the ISIS. He was saving them to don't let anyone to hurt them. He was fighting for them. How he can be a terrorist to kill people? He was saving children in Yemen that they were dying from hunger. How a person that call himself human can watch a children doesn't have food? How they can watch this? And they are saying that my father is a terrorist. My father fight for all people to make the world a place safer. And I think the history, the future will judge about him. And they will know much more about him and what he did for them.
Saudi Arabia is, of course, accused of bombing Yemen. Do you believe another reason for Washington to kill your father was because he wanted unity amongst the global South against Washington policy?
Of course, yeah. I mean, they will do, yeah. I mean, my father make them angry everywhere. So they use anything they can do. And I know many reasons why they killed my father is not just for those things we talk. They couldn't do anything with my dad. They were failed. They were destroyed in Middle East. They were embarrassed. All their plans was destroyed. So, of course, they have many reasons to kill my dad easily. They took a life of an innocent person that was keeping a place safer. Of course they will say we had many much reasons for killing him.
What would you say to American soldiers who were in Syria or Iraq fighting Al-Qaeda, so they said, who fought apparently with your father on the same side? What would you tell them to say to journalists and their politicians?
For your question, I prefer to answer by a question. I like to ask American soldiers why they are in Iraq, why they are in Syria, why they are everywhere, what they are looking for, why they are sending them. They are saying they send them to destroy ISIS. We know that they made the ISIS. So why they are sending innocent soldiers to death? You see, it's like a game for them. They create something and they send their own soldiers to get killed by something they made it. And they don't care for them. They don't care for their lives. They are just caring for the power, for the money, for anything they are looking for on that countries. They are looking for oil. And they have to know this will not happen.
Finally, I have to ask you, some suggesting, saying you could become a successor to your father. What are your plans now?
My plan is to introduce my father. Not the thing that Trump is saying, of course. I have to introduce my father to the world. That's my job. And that's my destiny. I believe I have to go this way to introduce my father, that who he was and what he did for people. Well, I'm planning to write something about him because I saw many books about him in English and other languages. They are not perfect. And many information on them are not correct. So, well, now I'm trying to make a book and write a book about him and introduce my real father, the real General Soleimani, to the world.
Zainab Soleimani, thank you.
You're so welcome.
And that's it for the show. We'll be back on Saturday for our season finale with exclusive reaction to everything from Brexit to Biden with the legendary John Pilger. Until then, subscribe to the channel on YouTube and join the Underground on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and SoundCloud.